And a good Thursday morning out there. So we'll look towards the market action here this morning. Looking at a little bit of a weaker action over on the grains with a little bit of strength kind of creeping in here on the livestock side of things. But starting off with corn, we are showing futures down anywhere from 3 to 4 cents. So kind of reverting to some weakness here. So far this morning, export sales on the corn came in fairly decent here. I guess on the higher side of estimates, or in the middle, I should say, at just over 1 million metric tons for the week ending June 4th. And new crop sales were 926,000 metric tons, exceeded the trade range of estimates there. So pretty good numbers there. We do have a USDA report out later today, a USDA WASDE, that likely to show not many changes for this June report in terms of the U.S. carryout, but the traders are going to be watching the South American numbers, likely seeing maybe a little bit of a hike in those production numbers there, but we'll kind of see what that has later today. But again, futures are a little bit lower here this morning. Over on the bean side of things here, futures are down anywhere from 3 to 4.5 cents here, so seeing a little bit of weakness. Export sales came in at 211,000 metric tons on the old crop. New crop sales came in at just over 141,000 metric tons, so nothing too crazy there. A little bit of softer export business in the weekending last Thursday there. Not much going on the outside, or the product values here. Bean meal is up $1.70 a ton, with soybean oil relatively steady here. Most are expecting a fairly quiet USDA report today for that WASDE. Maybe a slight increase on the South American side, but not much expected for the U.S. Over on the wheat side, we are looking at futures with a little bit of weakness here. Chicago is down 3 to 4 cents. Kansas City futures are steady to a penny and a half lower. A little bit of strength over there in the spring wheat market. But outside of that, just a continued reversion to the weaker trade here. We will get an update to the winter wheat production numbers here out later this morning. Most are expecting a slight reduction to that winter wheat. Overall, not too much of a crazy report here expected later today. Export sales data came in at just over 660,000 metric tons on the new crop wheat, so pretty decent sales number there. Over on the cattle market side of things here, we are looking at the live cattle futures with up anywhere from 70 to 80 cents. Feeder cattle futures up $1.80 to $2 here, so seeing some strength there. Boxed beef values yesterday, choice was up 38 cents, select was down $1.23, so a little bit of mixed trade there, but again, just a generally softer tone here in a what would be a normally seasonally high period for the boxed beef. Has kind of just left a little bit of a pressure factor here over the market. Cash trade hasn't really seen much action this week. A little bit of light 402 dress trade here in the north, that was relatively steady, maybe a dollar lower than we saw last week, but not much outside of that has been shown here this week. Over on the cotton side here, we are looking at futures with a little bit of strength here, up anywhere from 60 to 90 points here so far, so kind of kicking the day off a little bit higher on the cotton. Outside factors are generally a little bit mixed here, or weaker, I should say. Dollar index is up 180 points. Crude oil is down 71 cents a barrel here this morning, so a little bit of maybe some pressure from those outside markets, but kind of being shrugged off here with cotton seeing some strength. Old crop cotton sales for the weekending last Thursday came in at 207,000 running bales, with new crop at 298,000 running bales, so pretty good sales numbers there. Maybe adding a little bit of fuel to the fire here, and shipments came in at 300,000 running bales, so pretty decent export numbers there all around, kind of giving a little bit of support here to the cotton so far this morning. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can call our office at 402-697-3623 or visit our website at www.beruglemarketing.com.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.